In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One God, Amen. Today is the 12th day of the blessed month of Kehk. May God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven. Through the tender mercy of our Lord, O my brethren, Amen. On this day, the commemoration of the Honorable Angel Michael, the Archangel, who is standing before God, the Almighty, interceding on behalf of the human race, saying, O thou who are not prone to anger, do not be angry. O righteous one, have mercy on your creation. O thou who is long-suffering, do not destroy the work of thy hands. His intercession be with us. Amen. Because today is the monthly commemoration of Archangel Michael. On this day also, the great father Avahedra, Bishop of Aswan, departed. His parents, who were Christian, raised him and taught him the fear of God since an early age. When he was 18 years old, his parents wanted to marry one of his relatives, but he refused with the excuse that he was ill. That morning he went to church early, prayed with the congregation, asking the Lord Christ to reveal to him through the readings of the scriptures what was his will for him. He heard what comforted him. When he left the church, he saw a deceased person was carried and on his way to the cemetery. He walked among the mourners, talking to himself, saying, Listen, Hedra, it is not this one that died, but you yourself who died from this futile world. When they arrived at the cemetery and buried the deceased, he did not go back to his home, but joined the monastery and lived among the monks. When his family and friends heard what he did, they went and told him, In so doing, you have brought grief to us and have saddened your Phinehas's heart. They added, You can worship God in any place you desire. When they failed to change his mind, they went back with grief-filled hearts for his separation. Henceforth, St. Hedra went on the intense worship, asceticism, continuous fasting, uninterrupted prayers and numerous metanias. He was a contemporary of Saint Pimen and became his disciple. Saint Hedra was guided by Amba Pimen's teachings and his good example. 8 years later, he asked to live a solitary life in the desert. Amba Pimen asked him to read the biography of the great Saint Abba Antonius, Saint Anthony, the father of all monks, in order to learn how to fight the evil enemy, Satan. When the elders allowed him, he went in the desert until he found a cave wherein he lived. He lived there for many years fighting the devil and his soldiers. The devil tempted him frequently. One time, the devil appeared with a sword in his hand and wanted to cut off Amba Hedra's hands. The saints cried to the Lord, and the devil disappeared at once. One day, he left his cave, and when he came back, he found a huge dragon in the cave. He prayed to the Lord, saying, My Lord and Master, if it is your will for me to live with this beast,
So be it. He then looked at the dragon and found that it was cut into three pieces. He was in a continuous war with the devil. Awakened during the night and unsettled during the day, but the Lord saved him from them all. The defiled spirits cried, saying, "Woe to you, woe to you, Hedra, for your prayers burned us and expelled us from the wilderness." He shut himself up in his cell. Nevertheless, they brought the sick and those with evil spirit to him. He prayed over oil, anointed them with it, and they were healed immediately. Syrian monks came to him, asking about unclear issues in the scriptures, holy books. He explained all to them, and they marveled at his knowledge, saying, "We have been in many monasteries and mountains, visited teachers and philosophers, but we did not find anyone to explain these issues as St. Hedra did." When the bishop of the city of Aswan departed, some of the people of the city went to the monastery. There they met the Syrian monks who praised St. Hedra highly. They went to St. Hedra and took him against his will and traveled to Alexandria. Amba Theophilus, Pope of Alexandria, ordained him bishop over them. When he sat on his chair, he went on preaching to his people and teaching them the way of life. He performed many miracles and lived the rest of his life in a good demeanor and departed in peace. His prayer be with us. Amen. Today also, we also commemorate the departure of St. John the Confessor. His prayer be with us. Amen. On this day of the year 249, the Holy Council was assembled in the city of Rome. This was in the first year of the reign of Decius the Infidel, and during the days of Cornelius, Pope of Rome, Dionysius, Pope of Alexandria, Flavianus, Patriarch of Antioch, and Germanus, the Archbishop of Jerusalem. They assembled to judge Novatus, a priest who said that whoever denied Christ and forsook the faith in the time of persecution will not be accepted when he repents. This was a heresy. Those who committed fornication shall not be accepted when they repent. Abba Cornelius rebuked him for what he was saying, but he did not hearken. Abba Cornelius gathered a council of 60 bishops and 18 learned priests and deacons of Rome to debate with Novatus his teachings. These, he said, were based on the word of St. Paul in his epistle to Hebrews, "For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame." It is in Hebrews chapter 6 and the verse from 4 to 6. The fathers replied and explained to him that the apostle did not say this concerning the man who repent, but concerning the man who intended to be baptized every time he is fallen into sin. So it is not for the petition of baptism, but it is for St. Paul was forbidding the repetition of baptism, and he misunderstood this novatus. So the father replied and explained to him that the apostle did not say this concerning the man who repents, but concerning the man who intends to be baptized every time he is fallen into sin, for baptism can be carried on only once. Therefore, the apostles went on saying, they crucified again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame. The apostle here explained that since the crucifixion happened only once, so it is for baptism. As for the door of repentance, it is open to every repentant. Otherwise, every one who falls in the sin of denying Christ or sin again will not be accepted even if he repents. That would mean that David's repentance was not accepted. And when Peter denied the Lord Jesus, his repentance also was not accepted. Therefore, the coming of the Holy Spirit upon St. Peter would be worthless also, setting him to shepherd his flock invalid. And that would nullify every baptism he performed. On the whole, according to Novatus' opinion, everyone would have perished, and that is extreme ignorance. Christ the Lord came to the world to save sinners and to lead them to repentance, for he said, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. It is in Luke chapter 13 and verse 3 and 5. All those who gathered against Novatus advised him to abandon his erroneous opinion and repent for it. They told him, do not be an enemy of God, yourself, and of all mankind. Since Novatus did not relinquish his opinion, the council exiled him and excommunicated him and all those who believed in his word. The prayers of these saints be with us, and the glory be to God forever. Amen.
Oh, my God.